بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد Today's Mubarak day of Friday, so it's very very important that we recite Surah Kaf on this day of Jumu'ah, and we'll mention the fadilat, the virtues of it. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Surah Kaf on the day of Jumu'ah, a light will be lit for him which will extend for the period between the two Jumu'ahs. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu himself states that whoever recites Surah Kaf on the night of Jumu'ah, a light will be lit for him that will stretch from him to the Kaaba Sharif. The next hadith, Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Surah Kaf on the day of Jumu'ah, a light will glow for him from beneath his feet to the heavens. It will shine for him on the day of judgment, and all his minor sins committed between the two Jumu'ahs will be forgiven. And in third hadith, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Surah Kaf on the day of Jumu'ah, then he is protected for 8 days. If Dajjal appears, he will be safe from him. So if a person looks at these Mubarak ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one thing that is common is light is used over here. For example, in the first hadith, light effulgence, noor will be lit for him from this Jumu'ah till next Jumu'ah, the period between the two Jumu'ahs. Then further on, again a light, noor, effulgence will be lit for him, which will stretch from him right to Kaaba Sharif. Then the next hadith is again a light that will glow from beneath his feet right till the heavens. And on the day of judgment, this light will shine for him on the day of Qiyamah. So basically the Surah Kaf, it is a guiding light, a very powerful guiding light through and through. Because this Surah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to recite every Friday. And also the benefit of it is that on a day of Jumu'ah, whoever reads it will be protected for 8 days, and if Dajjal appears, then will be safe from him. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the plots of the kuffar, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُونَ اللَّهَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, that the kuffar, the disbelievers, want to extinguish the nur, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete, will perfect that light, will cause it to continue. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ, even though the kuffar, the disbelievers, avoid. Similarly, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints the scenario when people were about to cross the sirat, the bridge. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, the true believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a light to pass before them and on their right. And يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا, and they will say, O Allah, perfect and complete this light of ours. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, and forgive us. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and indeed, O Allah, you have power over everything. So in today's times, respected listeners, there's so much of dhulumat and compounded with evil and darkness over darkness. So the light that will show us the right path, the light that will show us salvation, the light that will protect, be a source of guidance and protection for us, is Surah Kaf. And this Surah Kaf also will be a means of protection and light for us on the bridge, on the Sirat, where this light will be shining for us, inshaAllah. Also, it is a protection against Dajjal. Ma'abul Hasan Ali, Nabi Rahmatullahi, mentioned that I thought about the surah and I contemplated, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encouraged us to recite Surah Kaf. And he mentioned that from time immemorial, there is always a battle, there is always a struggle between faith, iman, and materialism. There is an ongoing battle. There is always a conflict. And it is very, very important that in every era, that materialism and faith, there will be a struggle. In today's times, there are different isms. For example, we'll find materialism, we'll find Darwinism, we will find secularism, then hedonism, those who run after entertainment and fun all the time. So all these fitnas, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask protection from Dajjal. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnatil masih Dajjal. Oh Allah, we seek protection in you from the mischief of Dajjal. Dajjala or Tajjil, what it means? It means the one who paints a false picture. The Dajjal is that one, is imposter, he's a great liar, he's a deceiver, he's a deluder. So when Dajjal comes, that will be the greatest fitna. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a hadith, from the time of the creation of Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, there is no greater fitna than of Dajjal. So Dajjal is the one who will sway us. Dajjal is the one who will rob us of our iman. And before the coming of Dajjal, then the systems of Dajjal, the instruments of Dajjal, whether it is on individual level, or whether it is in a government level, whether it is the new world order, all the isms that come about is to sway us, to deviate us, to mislead us from the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And this comes in different forms, whether it is music, whether it is entertainment, whether it is the Hollywood, the Bollywood, whether it is all the things that we are looking, or the filth that we are exposed to via the satellite, whether the things that we are hearing, all these things is to take us away from the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to rob us of our iman. So this surah is very, very powerful. In fact, there are certain rewrites that a person should read the first 10 ayats, the last 10 ayats, but the greatest effect is that if a person recites the entire surah. Recently someone asked Mona Ibrahim Devla Sahib Dal Barakatuh some advice in today's times. So he said daily, not only on Friday, daily a person should read the first 10 verses of Surah Kaf and the last 10 verses of Surah Kaf. So in this way, inshallah, a person will be protected. A person, well, this is a guiding light through and through. This is a protective light. Like in when a person is traveling at night, then he needs sometimes those powerful lights, whether it is the LED lights, whether it is the fog lights, that will help him to navigate his through the path. So yeah, in the fitnas that are coming, that are emerging all the time, the avalanche of fitnas, the trials and tribulations, the tsunamis that are coming upon us, the way out, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shown us, is to recite Surah Kaf every Friday. And inshallah, by reading the surah, a person will be protected for when Dajjal, when he appears. And even before he appears, all the instruments of Dajjal, the systems of Dajjal, all the, on different levels, all the different isms, whether it is Darwinism, materialism, secularism, hedonism, all these isms, a person will be protected from. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we recite the surah every Friday on the day of Jumu'ah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the nur and the effulgence and the barakah and the blessings of the surah till our last moments of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.